I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Democratic Republic of Congo is blessed with mineral riches, but the exploitation of those minerals drives a lot of the violence that plagues the African nation. In eastern Congo, the ongoing conflict has included widespread sexual violence. Details of the attacks are often gruesome. Women are brutally raped, beaten, and sometimes killed in front of their children. We know these horrific details because of people like Shushu Namagabi. She's a Congolese journalist who in 2001 started a radio talk show to air the testimony of rape survivors. Namagabi is founder and director of the South Kivu Association of Women Journalists. The group trains Congolese women to report on the connection between mass rape and resource extraction. Namagabi is in the U.S. now to deliver the keynote address at a conference on the subject at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. She says the situation for women in eastern Congo is not improving.
Every day there are attacks of militias in rural areas. Even now, civilians are coping.
Because the civilians are copying the military,
civilian,
the militias,
yes,
who are raping?
Militias, yes, they are coping.
Why?
Because there is impunity. They are not punished.
Now tell us the link between the extraction of minerals in this part of Congo and the mass rape. What is the connection?
Where there is mines, there are communities which live there, but it's not easy to them to exploit it with the presence of the communities. That's why they use rape and sexual violences to intimidate population to move from places where there are mines. Because they know that the woman is the heart of the community, so they fight on her body by using rape.
The women, as you say, are the heart of the community. And so when something happens to them, the community disassembles and people move out.
Yes.
Now, you are going to be speaking this weekend. This is the reason that you're in Massachusetts now, at the Clark University conference, about the link, even from eastern Congo and what you're talking about, to what all of us basically use on a daily basis, and that is a cell phone, a laptop computer, anything that happens to use some of these minerals in order to function. Why is it so hard for countries, for instance, the United States, to get to the heart of this and make sure that we know exactly where these minerals are coming from? Why is it hard?
It's hard because the mineral resources which are exploited in the eastern part of Congo, they go out through neighbors' countries. It means they are not declared that they are coming from the eastern part of Congo. They are going through Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda.
I see.
And
so it looks like the minerals are coming from there, Uganda,
yes,
Burundi,
yes.
Rwanda, instead of from Congo.
Yeah, instead of Congo.
And
that
so
is
that,
why it's difficult.
And then that leaves in the mining areas. It still leaves the militias. Shushu, you have put the voices of some of these rape victims on the air on your radio program. Let me just ask you why this entire issue, not just the rape of women, but the whole issue around conflict minerals and the consequences of that, is so much a part of you and what you do. How come?
The issue is important for me because it's touching the right of men, the right of women. And I feel concerned because I'm a woman too. And also, I'm a journalist. I saw that I couldn't do anything. I don't have guns to fight against it, but I've got my microphone to use it to fight against rape and sexual violences. That's why we give the microphone to victims to tell their stories, because somewhere it's the first way to heal their internal wound, to talk about it, to make it known, to call for actions, because we want it to end. It's really a big crime.
These things are very difficult to hear, but tell us what your listeners in Congo have heard, some of these testimonies.
There is another woman who were kidnapped with her 5 children. She was brought in the forest, and every day she was raped in front of her children. And when she was hungry, they killed her child, and they forced her to eat the flesh of her child every day. Which passed, they killed one of her children, and she was forced to eat the flesh of her children. She was asking to be killed, but they refused. They say, we can't give you such a good death.
Can you comprehend why, when these things are done, they are done with the amount of intentional brutality like that? Why?
Oh, we understood that it's a plan, it's a tactic. For them, it's a message that they sent to the community.
Shushu Namagabe is a Congolese journalist. She has been reporting on mass rape in eastern Congo for more than a decade. She's going to be speaking this weekend at Clark University at a conference on gender violence and the extraction of minerals in eastern Congo. Clark is in Worcester, Massachusetts. Shushu, thank you.
Thank you.